Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about the miracle of finding love. And I truly mean finding love in a miraculous, I can't believe that happened way. Sometimes it seems like people were just meant to find each other based on the amazing coincidences that bring them together. And that's why these stories appear in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention. So Ina Masler-Levin describes her miracle in a story called What If? And here's why her story is all about that whole concept of what if. Her first what if occurred when she heard her phone ringing through the front door. She'd just gotten home with groceries and she thought about letting the phone ring, but she didn't have an answering machine, so she dropped everything and rushed inside to grab the phone. If she'd gotten home 10 seconds later, she wouldn't have answered that phone and the rest of this story wouldn't have happened. So who was calling? It was a school offering her an interview for a position teaching English. They wanted her to come for the interview in 2 hours. Ina threw the cold stuff in the freezer and jumped in the shower and got dressed and made it to the interview in time. She noticed a man walking in right in front of her, and she ended up following him to the office where her interview was. It turned out he was interviewing for the same teaching position. Unfortunately, but as it turns out, really fortunately, he was ahead of her. She heard him telling the receptionist that he was only there for the interview because the day before, the LA traffic had caused him to miss an interview at another school. Ina had a few minutes to study Michael, she'd heard his name, before he went in for his interview, and she liked what she saw. And Michael didn't have a wedding band on his finger. Well, when he emerged from his interview, it seemed clear that he had snagged that English teacher job. But the principal asked Ina to come in anyway and talk to him, and he offered her a different job, teaching typing most of the time, but also teaching one class of English. It was not her dream job, and she had no idea how to teach typing, but she said yes because she wanted to see that handsome man, Michael, again, and the principal confirmed that someone else had already gotten the job she'd come to interview for, so she knew that someone had to be Michael. She says, "Many decades have passed since that job interview, and I often wonder what would have happened if I hadn't picked up the phone that day just in time for that interview. What if I hadn't pretended that I could teach typing? What if the gorgeous man hadn't been caught in traffic and had gotten the job at the other school? What if he'd arrived for the interview a few minutes later and our paths hadn't crossed? I wouldn't have taken the typing job if I hadn't seen him." Before the school year ended, Ina and Michael were engaged, and now they've been married for more than 45 years, all because of the perfect timing of an LA traffic jam, a ringing phone, and a few minutes overlap in the office while waiting for an interview. And also because Ina pretended that she could teach typing, because why not? So we always put a relevant quotation at the beginning of each story in our books. And the one we put at the top of Ina's story is by poet and writer Emory Allen, who wrote this: "Do you think the universe fights for souls to be together? Some things are too strange and strong to be coincidences."
You've worked hard for what you have: your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now, here's another example of a couple who were miraculously brought together, in this case through a simple typo. Crystal Hodge tells us that she had been ghosted by a guy she'd been dating. He didn't respond to her emails or text messages. And even though she knew she shouldn't, Crystal tried one more time. She sent him one final email. And later she checked to make sure she typed the email address correctly, and she discovered that she hadn't. She had added an extra E to the guy's name. Now she was embarrassed, and she hoped that whoever her email had gone to hadn't seen it. Maybe it had gone to his junk mail folder. But then a week later, she got an email from the stranger she sent the email to, and it read, "Do I know you? Your email sounds as though we have met. I'm sorry I can't place who you are. Cheers, Henry," spelled with an E, H-E-N-R-I-E. That was the extra E she had added to the address. Now, this Henry said he didn't normally read emails from strangers, but his old computer had failed, and by the time he got a new one, there were so many emails that he just sat down and opened all of them one by one. Crystal and Henry started writing each other letters, she from the U.S. and he from Australia, and this went on for years. And then, 12 years after that first email, Henry moved to the U.S. and married Crystal, all because of a typo in an email address and a broken computer that led the recipient to read all of his emails, even the one from a stranger named Crystal. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please make sure you subscribe on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. You'll find the book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore, and of course on Amazon. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our next book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. We're going to talk about when me time actually means we time and how you can blend me time and we time so that everyone is happy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.